And hello again, still Jana here with Simon, J2N and SM2N.
Hello.
And Simon's still washing up, so we're continuing. And the prompt for day, I should really say this, 14. Prompt for day 14, thank you, is lies your parents told you. Share some of those little white lies your parents told you when you were young. Yeah, so I've been racking my brains. I've only really come up sort of listening to other people. I've managed to come up with some. So there was my mum always told me my eyes would go square if I watched too much television. But then she didn't let me watch that much, so I knew that wasn't going to happen.
Anatomically, it's impossible for your eyes to go square.
Yeah, I don't know that I believe that one, really. That was just too outrageous. What else? And I'd never seen anyone with square eyes either. I think that would have been more believable. And then, and the one that because we all used to squint. We always used to, you know, do that.
What?
That.
Cross eyes.
That's it.
Yeah.
So.
J2N is crossing her eyes. J2N is crossing her eyes.
Not anymore, I'm not. Anyway, so we used to do that a lot as children, and then our parents always told us that we shouldn't do that because if there's a sudden noise, then our eyes are going to stay like that.
Ah, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pull a face, because if the wind changes, then you'll be stuck like that. Yeah,
yeah, okay, so we had that one. And then I also remembered when I was ill and I wanted ice cream, my dad would take me to the ice cream shop and buy me a portion of whipped cream, and because obviously I was ill, so I couldn't have ice cream. And then apart from the one time when I had inflamed tonsils, that was great because the doctor said I could have loads of ice cream. When I was younger, but I was a bit older then, and when I was younger, so I couldn't have ice cream, so he bought me whipped cream instead and told me it was warm ice cream. Okay, and I believe that. I was young and daft enough to believe that. And it also put me off whipped cream for life.
Hooray!
I now cannot have whipped cream. Can't stand it. Too fatty. I don't know, I just don't like it. So I'll order my ice cream sundaes without the whipped cream on top. And that's the only ones I can think of, really. I don't think my parents kind of... I've heard people talk about where parents told, I think Melanie was talking about where her mum, her cat got run over, and her mum told her to be kind and to spare her feelings.
Mm.
But I don't think my parents did that. They kind of, yeah, I don't know. If they did, then I still haven't found out about it. I don't know. It was all kind of, you know, you just had to... They were all just honest about stuff. So, yeah, I don't think they did that. Whenever they told me those white lies, it was always to get me to cooperate, which is why I have trouble telling the children things like that, because I always think, well, there must be another way of getting them to cooperate rather than telling them some such silly story.
Mm. Which makes a silly story,
and you're
lying.
Yeah, so yeah. A lie, yeah. Because I just don't like... lying. So
good.
Yeah. You got any you can remember?
Yes.
Okay, go on then.
Yes. First of all, I believed everything that my parents told me.
Okay.
Of course I did. Then I'm sure they never lied to me. Apart from when they say, right, stay in the car, I just need to pop into the shop and get some insert product here, I don't know, fags or whatever. I'll be back in a minute. Stay in the car. Okay. And I would sit there with my watch and count the... wait for that 60 seconds to elapse. And they were never back in a minute. It was always longer than a minute. Damn lies! It used to infuriate me!
Yeah, I don't know if my parents said that about being back in a minute. I'm sure I didn't check my watch.
Very good.
I did. Every time.
You clearly
every
did.
Every time I checked my watch.
And how long did it take?
It was never right.
It was never a minute. Did you not point that out to them at some point?
Yes, of course I did.
And what did they say?
Oh, it's just a saying, isn't it? Just, yeah, oh, right. A minute.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean an actual minute.
Yeah.
Annoying child. Just...
Yeah, it's just like a tube minute. It's
don't
not
be
it's
so
not
pedantic,
what it says.
Simon. You're so pedantic.
It started early then.
Mm-hmm. What? You think I'm pedantic as well?
Oh well, sometimes.
Takes one to know one.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Don't deny it.
Yeah, at least I got to learn the word pedantic.
True.
At a young age.
Right, okay. Any more on that?
No.
Okay.
Is that enough?
Yeah, no, that was more than enough. I agree. Quite agree. Okay. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Toodle-poo.